It seems like we know how to fight better than we know how to love. Jesus and his people are free to make great music. So lean into harmony as we get things started. Next on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
All right.
Where the music touches the soul and the friends are here, well, to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. So to our friends all around the world, Thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. Daniel Britt here along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Gordon Moat.
There he is.
Yeah, Kevin Williams.
I'm here too. I'm over here.
Ken Davis. Lauren Talley.
<He's> here.
And there's Gene McDonald. Tori Tapp.
I just love it when you say that.
And of course, Bill Gaither. Today we've gathered to proclaim total freedom in Christ.
And all of my guests today are masterful cookers. Larnell Babby, Gordon Moat.
Yeah, the eyes. Bill, let's get it started with a guy who knows how to get things going in the right direction. Your buddy Larnell.
And you know what? You add Babby Mason and the Homecoming Gang to the mix, and you have a happy music menu from the downbeat. Larnell, all in favor.
The Lord Jesus deserves our praise. Won't somebody simply agree?
Oh, yes, I will.
One, two, or three, I got it in his name. He said that he would be a Lord. I want a second. So if you love my Jesus, let me see your hand. If you love him, won't you take a stand? Say, do you love my Lord? Are you in favor? Let me hear you say, I'm
yours.
Do you love him? All in favor. Say, I. Now if you don't stand up for what is right, Oh,
Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio and the Homecoming Friends with Larnell Harris and Babby Mason kicking us off.
Vocal band from the New Testament. Wonderful story. Jesus.
Yeah.
Gave me water. Listen.
Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus, he gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not from the well. Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That woman dropped a pitcher. She drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not from the well. Oh, Jesus gave her water.
Wonders tell. Oh, every time she doubted, she'd start to think about
the man
that gave her water, Lord. And it was not from the well.
It's that moment
you've
been waiting for.
Oh. I've been waiting.
Praise the Lord.
There have been some waiting for it.
Well, it is time for the word of the day. And anybody who may know this word, feel free to ring in. Your little bell there is in front of you. Okay, so the word here, you know it, you love it, you will learn it, you will use it. It is apotheosis.
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 Yeah, I think I got it.
There's a surprise.
Apotheosis is the brand name of the newest rage in face creams. It purifies, it firms, it hydrates, it dehydrates.
Oh, perfect.
Moisturizes, it nourishes, replenishes, and costs an absolute fortune.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
Your face will have a radiant glow when you give up your 401k to get it.
Yes.
Admittedly, the ingredients of Apotheosis are a bit peculiar. It contains bee venom, snail mucus, fish scales, charcoal, and corn syrup. Now, this unusual product has taken Europe by storm. No more Botox. No Botox. It's out the window. No more chemical peels. Sure. No more having to import oil from the island of Olay.
Well, that's good.
You don't have to have a face like Moses when you can try a little dab of Apotheosis.
Was that pre-smote or post-smote?
I can't say that that was not wrong, right, no. But I can give you an alternate definition.
Okay.
How about this? The perfect form or example of something, or here's another, the highest or best part of something. Uh-huh. It can also mean elevation to divine status, which, you know, if your face looked good enough, who knows?
Yeah.
Deification.
Sure.
In a sentence, right? Some consider, however, ironically, French fries to be the apotheosis of U.S. cuisine.
Well,
what do you does that make any sense to you at all?
No.
I really like yours better.
I'm going to rush right out to Nordstrom and get some for my wife.
I try not to be a wet blanket there, Kevin, but
thank you so
I just got to straighten
thank
it
you.
Out.
Yeah.
Here are the Browns on Homecoming Radio.
Sometimes a day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride.
Heaven, a heart, a heart. Hi, I'm Sandy Patty. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
Time now for advice on handling an awkward social situation. It's lunch among friends. Seated here are Tori, Lauren, Gordon, Kevin, Ken, Gene, and Bill. Everyone was enjoying their appetizers when suddenly a sight of awkwardness was served.
Oh, isn't this good? This is Rice Krispies and bib lettuce.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey, Ken, this peanut butter pie is amazing. You gotta try it.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Oh, just come on. Just a little bit won't hurt anything.
What?
What we have just witnessed is a faux pas. When it comes to dietary restrictions, you shouldn't pretend to know more than the person allergic. How will our homecoming friends respond? Will anyone rescue Ken?
No.
And poor Lauren, we don't want her to feel bad.
Don't worry, Ken, I got a stomach pump in the car. I'll head out.
You want another piece?
I think Lauren was trying to kill him.
And that's another way that friendship is salvaged. A helpful service to navigate social situations from Homecoming Radio.
Hey, that's Gordon Moat. That's you, baby.
That's me.
Accompanied by a little aspiring croup.
Yes.
Vocal band.
That's us. Now, y'all hush.
Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Oh, at the gate called Beautiful, they're laid out in the street. A poor and a lonely beggar who was crippled in his feet. As John and Peter passed him, they saw his need was bad. They had no gold or silver, but they gave him what they had. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Everywhere the body seems discouraged and overcome with fear. Well, God is needing soldiers to get out of the pews and take a hold of the power that John and Peter used. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Oh, get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim.
Who was playing the piano on that one, Gordon? That was awfully good stuff.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. It's whoever we could find. Short notice.
I probably was not available that day.
I'm sure that's it.
Oh, you were available. We just didn't call you.
Yeah.
Bill and Gloria Gaither present a 2025 Homecoming Celebration Weekend and live videotaping coming to Lynchburg, Virginia, with dozens of Homecoming artists, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, the Isaacs, Jason Crabb, the Martins, and so many more. A two-day concert event, October 17th and 18th in Lynchburg at Thomas Road Baptist Church. Tickets and details at gaither.com. Presented by Allocate Ministries, a nonprofit organization.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
We love it when you check in with us at homecomingradio.com. Like Brendan, Virginia Beach, Virginia, I enjoy your humor. It makes mornings happier. I'm listening to Joy FM. Thank you, Brenda.
That's great. This one says, your show helps me in ways you can't imagine. I sing your songs in my church all the time. They can never get enough. Keep doing what you're doing. You are my inspiration. That's from John.
Patricia says, I'm an avid listener. The scripture says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. If that's true, my heart's doing double time all day long. And it's your fault. I love you people. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
I am over the road trucker. I'm so glad I got that out. Over the road. I cover at least 200 miles every day with you people. You keep me happy, grateful, and thankful. Please keep doing it. We need you, Bubba.
Bubba.
Right, Bubba. Hey, we love your notes. It's homecomingradio.com. Kevin, I do that so well now.
You do. That's impressive. Radio. He's technologically challenged. You know? We got him an iPad. You know what that is, right? He kept it 2 weeks and traded it in on a heating pad. So that's what it is.
My daughter, Suzanne, wrote this song. I know how to say thank you. Listen.
I don't know about the future. I don't understand some things about the past. I don't know why some things happen. I don't know why some things end and others last. I don't know the rhymes and reasons. I don't understand the words some people pray. But when I see your hand of mercy, Lord, protect me from the dangers in my way. I know how to say thank you. I know when I see one, I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. Ooh. There were times today when angels stood around. Some things that beyond a doubt
say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days.
Sarah Delane, Marshall Hall.
Living a life of gratitude and thanks. Those are fun folks to hang around with, and I hope it's been fun for you to hang around with some grateful people here today. Well, our goal today was to bring a little harmony to your life, all the while encouraging you to make great music in your freedom in Christ today and always.
Hey, we put so much for you, resources galore, over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all that happens.
You can check out the new Gaither videos. You'll love spending time at our Facebook page. Click that little like button, and you can leave us a note. Go do that right now, homecomingradio.com.
We're going to salute some great homecoming stations in the state of Vermont, like WCHP, WCMD, WCMK, WGLY, WJSY. We say,
salute!
Wow.
Take that horn away from him.
Hey, folks, this has been a lot of fun. We sure have enjoyed having you with us. We hope that you'll join us again next week for more.
Gordy, lead us on.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.